occur to me.
Well, it was a couple of days before that storm let up and Sheriff Billy could take him over to the marshal at Fort Lyon. And he got him there, too. No trouble at all. Of course, a lot of folks said that afterwards Ben Reed would just break out of jail again like he always had before, but... You know, so far he hasn't even tried to. People just don't understand it. He's practically a mortal prisoner.
Okay, that was Sheriff Billy. Original air date on that was the 29th of November, 1953. Six Shooters created and written by Frank Burton. It's directed by Jack Johnstone. You can guess James Stewart is Brett Ponsett. But the special Alan Reed did the voice of Ben Reed. Is that right? Yeah. He would be the voice of Fred Flintstone. Alan Reed would, and it's kind of obvious there if you hear it. Otherwise, have a safe morning. 7 o'clock, you're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And now we'll return you to your regular scheduled automation.
day standing in the pouring rain, but I know that I'm on my way. I'll never lose my faith in rock and roll. Never let hate make a home in my soul. 7,000 temples came crashing down, but I know that I'm on my way. Who do I believe in? I believe in me. I worship at the shrine of the human body. Who do I pray to? I think I'll pray to you. Or faith in the good things that good humans can. What we don't understand, all of these labels man-made by man. Bad times have passed, bad times will come, but I know that I'm on my way. Faith in the good things that good humans can.
Schlesig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Carpet, there's lines that won't cross my skin. Hell, I'm tearing up another, 'cause I don't know where I've been. All my hopes, they were shattered, 'cause you sold me out again. Well, I'm bringing up another, it's too lonely where I've been. Don't let it shake you down. Shake you down. Well, there's colors on the border. All my love is paper thin. Hell, the lust's in the corner, but it's coming up again. Well, the signs are pointing nowhere, and they shake just like the wind. Well, the fire's getting bigger. There's burns that mark my skin. Don't let them shake you down. Don't let them shake you down. Sun in, and my door's breaking free. Hell, the light is not the problem, it's the darkness surrounding me. Well, there's rubble in the kitchen, there's a garden in the hall. Well, I fall down where you left me, 'cause the devil's in my walls. Don't let him shake you down. Shake you down.
morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a being employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoe. Tangled up in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. Fuck me to you. Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew.
so when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three
she's
lights
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really think she's
five more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Change the color of my skin. is Eric from the band Stepania, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Sing and shout that Georgia's in the USSR.
San Diego.